All right. Hey team, so I wanted to take a quick minute to share with you guys what I did with a swerving, a stuck, and a stage two going into growth client during the Golden Hour Challenge. So I didn't think that the Golden Hour would be appropriate for this particular client because she was feeling stuck. Things were piling on top of her plate because her gym was growing, but also I didn't want to add on top of that. So what I did was I took the Golden Hour concept and I more or less made it an individualized program for this client. And I did that by doing a two-step process. So one of our calls, she was feeling stuck and overwhelmed. So her homework between that call and our next call was to do the hidden time worksheet. And I had her fill out everything she did for each given day, each hour. Before our next call, I had her send that to me. And then what I did was I went through it and I created this Eisenhower matrix graph for her based on everything that she was currently doing. So I just made this in Google Docs real quick, going over the Eisenhower matrix just to help lead her what she needs to do now, do second, delegate, and delete. So we actually did this on her call based on what she provided to me or provided me with from the hidden time worksheet. And so we just went through everything that was on her hidden time worksheet, everything that she was currently doing, and we tried to break it up into what she needed to do first, what she needed to do second, and then delegate and delete. And it was very eye-opening for her because we just wrote it all out. Her golden hour was doing these reps first, and then when she finished that, going to her bigger projects, as we are getting into the annual planning and the annual calendar a little bit more. But we focus on the do first, then the do second bigger projects. And then the big one that I really tried to focus on and hammer in with her was this delegate block down here, which are the urgent and not important tasks. She was spending way too much time doing her books. She wasn't able to quite find a good CPA for her through stage two. So we made that a pretty big and important task for her to hire a CPA for somebody to do her books weekly and monthly. And then the smaller task right here, vacuuming gym, that just needed to be in her SOP a little bit more clearly defined for her coaches. And then programming to Ben is one of her coaches, which is creating the SOP to then delegate the programming to Ben. Now, you might be asking, who's Amanda? What's happening over here? One of her coaches was coming up on her certification. She was spending too much time with her studying and helping her study. We really made sure that she stopped doing that and really made sure that was put on the coach as a priority for her to focus on her studying to pass her certification to come on board. This worked really well for this client that I did this with last month. We're still going to come back to this every single call and start deleting things off this list as they become more of a habit and as they get completed. But I thought this would help anybody who has a struggling, swerving, shiny object chaser of a client to just narrow in and narrow down what they need to do and make it more or less individualized programming for them based on the task that you assign.